to recording The Lone Ranger.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella.
Come on, Silver. Hooray!
Captain Rogers of the Texas Rangers looked up as a young stranger entered his office at headquarters in Austin.
Well, young man, what can I do for you?
You're Captain Rogers?
That's right. Who are you?
My name is Bert Ackley, Captain.
Bert Ackley.
What?
You are Jed Ackley's son?
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a surprise. I heard you were in California.
I was, until I learned of Dad's death, Captain. I arrived in Austin by stage this morning.
Sit down, Bert. Needless to say, I'm glad to meet you.
Thanks, Captain.
Your father was one of our best men. It was a shock to all of us here when he was killed 2 months ago. Well, what are your plans now that you're here?
To find the men who were responsible for Dad's murder.
That's a big job.
The letter I received said he was ambushed by an hombre named Windy Burton and his gang.
That's what we believe. Windy Burton is a notorious gunman and has three tough men riding with him. Our Texas Rangers and other lawmen, for that matter, have been unsuccessful in tracking them down.
Are they still in this territory, sir?
The last report on Windy's gang came from up Pecos way.
Captain, I want to join the Texas Rangers.
I'd be mighty happy to have the son of one of our finest men on the force, Bert.
But what, sir?
Bert, you came here to Texas bent upon revenge. Right now, you're filled with bitterness and with a desire to shoot on sight the man who killed your father.
Why not? Windy Burton is a murderer. He deserves to die.
I agree he deserves to die. But only after due process of law, Bert. If you found him and shot him, you too would be a murderer in the eyes of the law. No, Bert, I can't permit the use of a Texas Ranger badge for the purpose of legalizing a killing. It's a badge of honor, not a shield to cover a revengeful killing.
Then I'm not eligible to join the force, is that it?
Not under the circumstances. But if by chance you found Windy, got the proof against him, and turned him over to the law for punishment, well, then I'd know you had the makings of a good Texas Ranger. With us, the law comes first, regardless of personal feelings.
I understand, sir. Thank you for talking to me. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and good luck.
After acquiring a horse, Bert started for the Pecos territory. He was more determined than ever to find Windy Burton. But as he rode day after day, he did a lot of thinking. Captain Rogers' words had taken root, and finally, Bert decided to suppress his desire for revenge and to find a way to earn the badge of a Texas Ranger.
Reckon the best thing to do would be to try to join Burton's gang and get evidence, like the captain said. Now I have to figure out just how to go about it. Get up there, come on.
Bert stopped at cafes in several towns as he journeyed toward Pecos, leading the impression that he might be an outlaw and that he more or less admired Windy Burton. As he left the last town, 10 miles from Pecos, he noticed someone following him on the trail.
Oh, who there? Who?
A moment later, a rider moved up beside him.
Oh. Buenos dias, senor.
Howdy, mister.
You're riding to Pecos, huh?
Maybe I am. What's it to you?
Well, I was in the cafe, amigo. I overheard what you were saying then.
Well?
I'm not with the law, senor, if that's what you think.
I'm not afraid of lawmen, mister.
But you do not like them, huh?
Maybe not.
An hombre who is friendly to the law would not speak well of such a one as Windy Burton, senor.
Listen, This is a free country, and I say what I please. If I think Wendy Burton is smart and might be a man worth knowing, that's my business.
So that's what you think, eh? Well, it would be good for you to meet him, perhaps.
That'd be all right with me, mister. Maybe I could learn a lot from Wendy Burton.
I think such a meeting could be arranged, senor.
You mean you know Wendy?
Si, senor.
I say, I'm glad to meet you. I'm handy with a gun. If you think Wendy might be willing to, well, take on another hombre to ride with the gang.
Perhaps if I knew more about you, senor.
Well, I come from California. You can call me Frisco. I sort of had to leave there in a hurry, you might say.
Of course, Frisco. I am Carlos Marino, and I ride with Wendy Burton.
I'm mighty glad to meet you, Carlos. You really think you can fix it for me to meet Wendy?
Si, I will tell Wendy about you. And I will meet you in La Belle Cafe at Pecos tonight and take you to see him. We'll go back now. Adios, senor.
So long, Carlos.
And the
Guerrero. Come on, Peter.
Meantime, in the hills near Pecos, the Lone Ranger and Tonto drew rein in a stand of cottonwoods where they planned to camp.
The last reports on Wendy Burton and his gang came from this territory, Tonto.
Ah. You let Marshall and Pecos know you get letter? Come here, Kimasabi?
No, not yet, Tonto. He might unintentionally let it be known that we're here and Burton might hear of it.
Ah. And what we do?
I'll remove my mask and disguise my features. Tonight, we're going to town and try to get news of the Burton gang. If we're fortunate enough to locate the gang's hideout, then we'll notify the marshal.
That evening, the Lone Ranger, in disguise, entered the La Belle Cafe. Tonto waited in the shadows between the buildings with the horses.
Easy come, easy come.
A short time later, two men left the cafe and walked to the hitch rack. Tonto moved silently through the shadows and stood near the corner of the building to observe them. One of them was saying,
"Reckon I owe you thanks, Carlos, for arranging this meeting."
"It is not just a meeting, amigo. You will have to stay once you get there. We couldn't let you leave until you prove yourself."
"That's all right with me. Let's go."
"See."
Tonto's alert mind caught the implication of Carlos's remark.
"Some secret place. Me tell Lone Ranger."
Tonto went quickly to the door of the cafe and signaled the Lone Ranger, who joined him a moment later.
"What is it, Tonto? Let
me see young
brother." Briefly, Tonto told what he had heard. The Lone Ranger said,
"So the heavy set Mexican said the young man would have to stay wherever they were going until he proved himself, huh?"
"That's right."
"I'm curious to know where they're going, Tonto. Let's get the horses and follow them."
By the light of a bright moon, Bert and Carlos rode into the hills. When they reached a branch trail leading up a wooded hill, Carlos drew rein.
Why are we stopping?
You shall soon find out, amigo. Now listen.
Someone answered your signal.
Well, of course. If anybody should ride up this side trail without giving the signal, he would be shot before he reached the top of the hill. One of the gang is always on guard.
Enter. Get up.
As he rode from town with Tonto to follow Bert and Carlos, the Lone Ranger put on his mask over his disguise. Later, the two men reached the side trail and pulled to a stop.
Easy.
Oh, fire. Crash, old men. Stop here, Kimasabi. Then go up side trail through woods.
All right, we'll follow the side trail and see where it leads us. Let's go.
Come on, Tonto. Come up, scout.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
Get wild, be cream of jolly. Get your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic Charlie. It's made with pseudoanolin. You better get Wild Goose Cream Oil Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie, keeping all those gals away.
pepperoni. Get a bottle right away. Your druggist has it. A little goes a long, long way. You hear it screaming. Keeps you looking neat all day.
Now to continue. The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto had stopped a moment on the main trail, where it was joined by a side trail that led up a short wooded hill. Then they turned onto the side trail. Behind a large boulder near the top of the hill, a man saw them and made a quick decision.
A masked man and an Indian down there on the trail. Holy mackerel! The Lone Ranger and his pal. The boss will want to handle this. I better go tell him again.
Keeping to the shadows, he ran over the top of the hill to a waiting horse.
Come on, get up there. Get up!
Meantime, Carlos and Bert had entered a shack in a nearby hollow, where after preliminary greetings, Bert was being questioned by Windy Burton, as Carlos and two other men listened with interest.
Carlos said you left the coast in a hurry. So I take it that means you got in trouble with the law out there.
I reckon you won't hold that against me, Windy.
You know, I think we're going to get along, Frisco. But of course, you got to prove yourself before you really trust me. Hey, that's Al. Something must be wrong.
What's up, Al?
Windy. A couple of riders are heading for the hideout. I saw them real clear when they stopped down on the trail a minute, just before they took the side trail.
Why didn't you wait and use your gun?
I told you I could see real clear. One is riding a big white horse and had a mask on.
Uh-huh.
The other's an Indian. The same two who busted up the old gang, Windy.
Something catfished the Lone Ranger and his friend.
Lone Ranger?
That's not good.
What do we do, Windy?
Wait a minute, that fast. Now listen, Carlos. You sit here at the table across from the new man, Frisco, and deal some cards. Act natural. But watch Frisco. He hasn't proved himself yet.
Say, I will watch him. But what happens, Windy? What then?
Al, Pete and I'll go out and hide our horses. Then we'll wait till those two come in here. They likely trailed you from town, Carlos. They'll think you two are alone. We'll get the drop on them.
All right, let's go, men.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto approached the hollow and stopped on a slope among the trees.
Look, Tonto, the shack down there.
Yeah.
Wait here. I'll go through the brush and find out who's inside.
Yeah.
Leaving Tonto on the slope, the Lone Ranger made his way through the shadows to the rear window of the shack. He crouched under the window and looked inside.
Only two men. Mexican and a young man. Two we followed. Perhaps.
Reach, mister! Two of us have guns on you. Now reach!
All right.
Take your guns, Al, but be careful. I'm covering them.
Yeah, all right.
Now, masked men, we're going inside. Get moving!
Masked man, Windy.
Windy Burton, huh?
Right.
The Indian, Windy, what about him?
He's waiting out in the shadows for him to show up.
Mm.
Down, masked man.
All right. What now?
Carlos, you and Al tie him to that chair while I keep him covered.
Right.
Two outlaws tied the Lone Ranger to the chair while Windy held a gun. Bert Ackley sat watching but said nothing. Then Windy spoke.
This masked man is very dangerous to us, Frisco.
What do you intend to do with him?
We wait till we find out about the Indian. Then I'll get rid of both.
Hey, you!
That was Pete.
Now go see what happened. You and Al.
Hey, Pete,
where are you?
Watch for that doggone redskin.
What happened?
I was waiting for him to appear. Suddenly he grabbed me from behind. I just had time to yell out, then he knocked me down and beat it. Reckon he knew my yell would bring help.
We'll go back inside and tell Windy.
Yeah.
The Indian jumped Pete and beat it.
Al, he won't go far. He's not going to leave his masked man friend in trouble here.
What will we do?
We'll leave you and Frisco to guide the masked man. Pete, Al, now go outside and search for the Indian. Now, come on.
Yeah, all right.
Tonto had caught a glimpse of the Lone Ranger tied to the chair inside the shack just before he jumped Pete. The Indian had hoped to prevent the man from crying out, but hadn't succeeded. He realized the Lone Ranger was in grave danger and decided he could do nothing alone against so many. He ran to his horse scout, quickly mounting, headed for town to get help.
Get him up.
Later, while Windy, Pete, and Al spent considerable time hunting Tonto, Carlos sat near the table in the shack with Bert guarding the Lone Ranger. The Mexican pointed to the masked man's guns on the table.
Look at those fancy guns, Frisco. After the masked man is out of the way, Windy will carry those.
You mean Windy intends to kill him?
Of course.
One more murder means little for this gang of cutthroats.
That is very true, amigo.
Why do you want to kill this masked man, Carlos?
He works with the law, Frisco. Didn't you hear Windy say he was the Lone Ranger?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him. I reckon he wouldn't be the first lawman the gang killed, huh, Carlos?
That is right, Frisco. Now that you are with us in the gang, you might as well know it, huh?
Yeah.
If you're caught with this gang, mister, you'll hang with them. From what I've learned, you just met them tonight.
You'll learn much, amigo.
Carlos, if I hang with all of you, I ought to know who was killed.
Oh, you are the cool one. I suppose the masked man knows about the Sheriff Allen in Laredo, and perhaps about the Texas Ranger Ackley.
I suspected. I'm glad to hear you admit those killings.
When his father's name was mentioned, Bert tensed. Then, stretching casually, he stood up.
You won't live to tell anybody, mister. Think I'll get a drink of water.
Bert walked nonchalantly behind Carlos. Then, drawing quickly, he dropped the butt of his gun down on the Mexican's head.
That'll do it.
What is this?
I'll untie you. I'm Bert Ackley. They killed my father. I joined the gang to get through. There.
I'll take my guns. Thanks, Bert. Now I understand. Now we'll see.
Hello, sir. I reckon that is.
Reach you three.
Hey, he's untied near this gun.
Stop getting.
Hold it. Let's get him right.
Before Alan Pete could trigger the gun, the Lone Ranger and Bert fired.
I'll keep them covered, Bert. Get their guns and tie them.
Right. You all right?
Yes, fellow.
Yeah, we hit the cuteness we came down the slope. Tonto came to town and said to getting a cut.
Yeah.
We came on the devil.
Yeah.
Betty, it looks like you settled things without us. All right, time up, man.
This young man is the one who saved the day for me, Marshal. If it hadn't been for him, I might have been dead before you arrived.
You mean he isn't one of the gang?
He is one of us.
No, he's the son of Jed Ackley, a Texas Ranger who was murdered by Windy's gang. He joined the gang to get evidence.
Holy smoke!
That's hurt bad.
What happened?
Carlos, you fool, that hombre you brought here was a spy. Huh? He knocked out and untied the masked man. Thanks to you, Carlos, I have the proof I want. The masked man and I both heard you admit the gang killed Sheriff Allen of Laredo and...
Get a doctor.
And my dad. By thunder, Willie Burton, I ought to kill
you. Easy, Bert, easy. The law will take care of them.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It was courageous of you to join the gang the way you did.
I wanted to find Windy and kill him. But Captain Rogers talked me out of it. He said if I proved myself, I could join the Texas Rangers.
Well, you have proved yourself, Bert. I'm sure you wear the Texas Ranger badge with honor.
Well, that's what the captain called it, the badge of honor.
You'll make a fine lawman. If you intend to go to Austin, Colin and I'll go with you. I'd like to recommend you personally to Captain Rogers.
Say, that's fine, sir.
Good. We'll leave right now. Goodbye, Marshal. I'm sure you and your men will take care of Winnie and his gang.
We sure will, mister. Adios.
Adios. Let's go, Toto, Bert.
Goodbye, Marshal.
Come on, Bert. Oh, all the time I think we have found a good hombre to join the gang. I even think that hombre who called himself Frisco would be my friend.
A young hombre like that would be a doggone fool to have one of you killers for a friend. But he's darn lucky to have a friend like the Lone Ranger.
I'll tell her, hey!
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, is produced by Kendall Campbell Muir Incorporated. A part of the Lone Ranger is played by Grace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Ford.